Good evening, dear friends, dear fellow Earthlings, dear computers and all entities. Dmitry and I are very eager to start our performance, so our overture will be brief.
Over the course of the past 100 years, quantum physics has provided the most precise and far-reaching insight into the nature of reality, and yet we cannot fathom where and if there lies a horizon between our classical Newtonian perception of the world and its quantum origins. Evelina and I have chosen to pursue this slippery frontier by creating perception-tuning environments which are presented as artworks.
It's exactly such an environment called mucilaginous omniverse we'll unveil to you today. Arising from underneath a bath of silicon oil, low-frequency sound waves mobilize a pillow of air just above the liquid surface, preventing falling oil droplets from coalescing with the bath. Once released from a syringe, the droplets assemble into a floating latticework corresponding to the sonic wavelength.
Certain frequencies may entrain droplet pairs and larger ensembles into quantized orbital motion. This means of acoustically levitating droplets has lately attracted much attention after fluid physicist Yves Couder's conceptual breakthrough. The experiment macroscopically evokes a variety of quintessential quantum phenomena, such as single-slit and double-slit diffraction, tunneling, and quantized energy levels.
In the words of Couder's research group at the University of Paris, quote, "The droplet moves due to its interaction with the distorted interface. This means that it is guided by a pilot wave that contains a past memory. Through this wave-mediated memory, the past, as well as the environment, determines the droplet's present motion."
Apparently, the remote control is disturbed. Well, we can make do with here we are. Yes. Conceived by Louis de Broglie in 1927 and enriched by David Bohm in the 1950s, the pilot wave theory is an alternative to the Copenhagen interpretation, also published coincidentally in 1927, which precludes the simultaneous observation of a particle and its associated wave state, permitting awareness of only one state at a time, depending on the protocol of the measuring apparatus. The still dominant interpretation formulated by Niels Bohr and Werner Heisenberg blocks any route towards the visualization of wave-particle duality.
Unconvinced by the notion that the very nature of physical reality cannot be envisioned, Albert Einstein strongly encouraged the development of the pilot wave interpretation, closely entwining it with his theory of relativity. Einstein claimed that, quote, "Physical objects are not in space, but these objects are spatially extended as fields. Since the theory of general relativity implies the representation of physical reality by a continuous field, the concept of particles or material points cannot play a fundamental role, nor can the concept of motion. The particle can only appear as a limited region in space, in which the field strengths or the energy density are particularly high.
In mucilaginous omnivores, one may synchronously perceive the oscillating corporeality of a droplet particle alongside its disembodied pilot wave, in the same way that it is possible to dilate and even freeze the motion of bullets and far faster subatomic propulsions at the Large Hadron Collider. The artwork's mercurial dynamics are unveiled by a succession of rapid light emissions. However, instead of a means to capture fleeting events for future playback, here a high-speed scanning laser serves to vastly expand the temporal resolution of live observations. An observer's unfolding experience of quantum physicality can never be reproduced or simulated, reduced to a recording. The observer and the observed must emerge simultaneously in as intimate spatio-temporal contact as possible.
And I just want to conclude with a note that the video you will see on the screen is not a recording. It will be happening live, and I will be releasing some oil from a syringe behind this black curtain. Thank you.